3,000 members will serve during National Convention. In the room behind me, students are packaging celebration boxes to pass out to the community.
The FFA motto states, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve. The last line of living to serve encompasses the four areas of community safety, environmental responsibility, community engagement, and hunger, health, and nutrition. While at National Convention, FFA members had the opportunity to participate in a wide range of service projects. Logan Everett is the program specialist for grants, scholarship, and service with National FFA. She says members are making a difference with on-site service projects.
Tonight we're making celebration kits, and these will be donated to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry here in the Indianapolis area. They're a food pantry where their neighbors can come in and shop for food and other essential items. So our students will be moving around to the different stations in the room collecting cake mix, frosting, and they're actually adding a can of soda to it. So the can of soda replaces the need for any like eggs or oil in the cake mix. They're also getting balloons, candles, birthday banners, and a birthday card. And then we'll wrap all of those up, and so they'll be ready for donation.
Darlene Sweeney attended the service project as the representative for St. Vincent de Paul. The organization helps those in need as well as unsheltered people across the city.
Well, these people that are in need, they come to us for groceries, sometimes for clothing, furniture, utility assistance. So having a celebration box is a luxury for them. So to be able to receive this and have a birthday party for one of their children is just wonderful.
Service projects at National Convention would not be possible without corporate sponsors who are passionate about giving back to their communities. Some of these sponsors include Tractor Supply Company and Cargill. Charlie Burnett is the program manager with Cargill.
I think doing something, especially something like this with the food bank in consideration, is a huge part of our morals that we do in Cargill, and we just really try to live in the community and make sure that we have a face out there as well as in some other events as well.
FFA advisors are also giving back to their communities. The members are the future of FFA, but the advisors direct members towards serving others. FFA advisor Jenny Dunning says serving is important.
I think that doing community service projects is absolutely crucial to teach these kids and help them grow into adults that are going to turn around and give back to their communities as well when they are able to as adults.
The workshop benefited the Indianapolis community, but also allowed members to brainstorm ways to incorporate service projects in their own communities, such as providing farmers with hurricane and heat relief boxes. Colton Moy is a member who has experienced this firsthand, wanting to take the celebration box back to his hometown in Virginia.
It's just a great opportunity. We've seen need in our own community, and we feel the call to help those that are in need.
FFA member Jesse Butler from Anderson Shiro FFA in Texas gave a firsthand account as he packed a celebration box.
You can't have a birthday celebration without cake. So I think one big quality that I've learned is having a good work ethic. Being able to come to these community service projects and being able to work builds up my work ethic, so when I graduate from high school and I go on to college, I can be prepared for anything that comes my way.
Reporting live from National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Lily Pryor.